The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and
what
Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get a people! What they want.
We have a lot to get into today. The Lakers with a big loss to the Suns. We'll get to the NBA action, but we start with the NFL action from last night. Jalen Anthony Rose, Cooper Kupp has entered the chat. Your former quarterback, Matt Stafford, threw the ball to Megatron and broke the single season record, and now Cooper Kupp is threatening that record with the same quarterback, and last night he showed why.
I don't want to diminish anything about the record, but he is getting an extra game, and that's what happened when the rushing record happened when OJ had it. They played less games than somebody go from 12 to 14, 14 to 16, not 16 to 17. But Cooper Kupp has been outstanding. Like, for him to be leading the league in yards, catches, and touchdowns, usually that's three different people, maybe two different people in a great season. When we start talking about MVP, if y'all get jammed up, y'all should mention his name. We're gonna talk a lot about Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady, and Jonathan Taylor. Cooper Kupp, now officially, in my opinion, deserves consideration for that conversation, what he's doing. And not only do I love the kind of season that he's having, I know you love him kind of like for the same reasons you love Steve Largent. You know what I mean?
It's
a guy playing
about,
that position that
something
looks
about
like
Cooper
you,
Kupp
but just
and
dominant.
Adam Thielen and Cole Beasley. There's something about these wide receivers that just, I just appreciate their route running, their speed, their hands. I think that's why I love them so much. But when you look at those numbers, he is on pace to challenge not just the yards record, but the receptions record and everything else. And a lot of it has to do with Matt Stafford. I know you love Jared Montana, and I will hope he gets better soon. I know you love Jared Montana, but Sean McVay is proving why they traded Jared Montana to the Lions to bring in Matt Stafford for this run, this season. There's a lot of talk about the Rams being all in on this season, and they are all in. We don't really talk about them on the same level as the Packers and the Bucks at the top of the NFC, but should we start considering that?
Yes, it's because they had a couple of weird losses. It's
they
like
did.
They lost to them. It's like as soon as we build them up, it's like they lost to them. And so here's what I feel about the Rams and Matthew Stafford. I would venture to say, especially in the media, there probably isn't another human being that has seen more Matthew Stafford bat football games than me. Okay? Is that fair to say? We don't get a lot of
games.
Sunday night, Monday night.
Games. Jalen Rose, we would go to a bar with every single game on all the screens, and you just stay locked in on the Lions game. Like, all the other games are going to overtime. They're coming down to the finish in the witching hour. The Lions are down 21, and you're just locked in on that one screen. I've seen it so many times.
And the reason why is because somebody that's going to get his number retired by us and or be in the Ring of Honor. Like, he can always make all of the throws. He just didn't have Sean McVay dialing him up and Cooper Kupp. And Woods went healthy. And Odell Beckham. Oh, and who do they have on defense? Aaron Donald.
Jalen Ramsey.
So he's surrounded by an all-star cast on a competing for the NFC caliber team. And so, yes, I agree. The Rams are a team that should be a part of that conversation. Green Bay's been playing outstanding, obviously. The Bucs are dealing with some injuries, but they deserve to be a part of that second tier as it relates to contenders, along with the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC.
Well, we talk about Aaron Rodgers. You know, I think that he's going to stay with the Packers, and the Packers are one of the best teams in the NFC. But it's
That's
time to talk about Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, the other side of the ball. Russell Wilson also flirted with leaving his team, much like Aaron Rodgers did. But I think Rodgers stays with the Packers. I do not think that Russell Wilson is the starting quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks next year. What do you think?
I just appreciate our podcast exclusive supporters who've been hitting the show up, hitting me up recently, and was like, this is the program they first heard that Russ could shake loose. And I just remember talking about that on our production call and talking about that on the show and looking down at my phone and being questioned about what I said, because sometimes people underestimate who and what you might know. This situation with Russ and the Seahawks has been over really like the last year and a half, 2 years. And so now when I watch him play football and I see the frustration that he has when he and Metcalf can't connect, and some of the teams that he's losing to and backup quarterbacks, he has his worst, he has his first losing season this year. This is the first time that he's missed a game in his career happening this season. So I just think not having a consistent run game and needing a change of venue, I gave him one on the show yesterday. New Orleans, Sean Payton. Look at their situation. That's perfect for him. When they get confused, you know what they do in New Orleans? Give Taysom Hill more money. How about y'all go out and get Russell Wilson, a guy that put y'all on his list of teams that he could play for? You still got Kamara. What's going to happen with Michael Thomas? You still may have that salary. You still may have that player. So that's a destination I like for Russell Wilson going into next season.
Well, remember where you heard it first. We have Russell Wilson on the Saints. Not reporting it, just saying it might happen. Moving on to the other game from last evening, NFC East matchup between the Washington football team and the Eagles. Garrett Gilbert, under center for the Washington football team, who just joined the team like 4 days ago. Garrett Gilbert didn't look bad, but ultimately it was Jalen Hurts running for, as Jalen Rose predicted, 2 touchdowns. Jalen asked me to go to New Jersey to bet Jalen Hurts scoring 2 touchdowns with his legs. I did not go to New Jersey and bet that. I didn't have the time. I was with my children. I had a date night with my wife. Mr. Rose, I apologize for not earning you that money that you deserve.
So being a bettor and a gambler has to be more consistent, David. Like, I'm betting on a 17-week curve on these rushing TDs. And I've had a couple of people hit me up like, good looking. Because I've been betting that Jalen Hurts 2 TDs. And some people cashed in yesterday. But I know why you didn't want me to bet. Because I wouldn't be here today. Because I was going to really bet it.
I wouldn't be here today.
I was going to really, really bet it. Because I felt that strong about it. And when I watch the Eagles, right, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen this offseason. They have assets. They have draft picks. Shout out to my guy, Big Play Slay, who's going to be first team All-Pro on the defense. You know this offseason, people going to be saying it's Jalen Hurts, the future in Philly, right? Let me tell y'all something. He ain't the problem. He's not Aaron Rodgers. I can see. I can see that he's not Justin Herbert. You know what I mean? Like, all of the measurables. But he a winner. Tua is too. They both winners. And I saw that last night. And I knew he was going to get 2 touchdowns, but I knew that they were going to win is the more important thing. And I would say continue to have faith in Jalen Hurts if you feel him and build around him. Don't feel like you're giving up on him and going after the next thing, because there's so many teams out there that's going to be scrambling for quarterbacks this offseason.
Moving our attention to the NBA, last night was an example of why the Suns and the Warriors and the Jazz are in a different tier in the Western Conference than the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James had 34 points. He played well, but he needed more help. Jalen, to me, this was an example right there on the court of the different tiers in the Western Conference. What did you think about this matchup, the Suns beating the Lakers?
I think Dwayne Wade was right. I was just talking to him on the phone yesterday, fam, and he was like, for LeBron to be balling the way he balling at his age, at this point of his career, like, you predicted this. You were the first person to predict this. And I made sure I said this to him. He was like, he'll still be balling when Bronny get in the league.
Yep.
And the next line I said was David Jacoby said that 10 years ago. LeBron killing. He killing. Field goal percentage is high. Knocking down threes. Not at the highest clip, but he's still balling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where's his help? That's the problem. AD's injured. THT and Isaiah Thomas last night struggled from the floor. Russ isn't going to be a shooter. Hasn't been a knockdown shooter. DeAndre Jordan's minutes have been in the negative. The thing that they've discovered is the number one thing that I don't like. And that's LeBron playing center. So let me get this right. LeBron James, at this point of his career, I looked at the TV and he was guarding a five, dog, on the post. Like, the Lakers now to me looking like a, well, they still got AD. They ain't getting out of the second round, dog. This team ain't getting out of second round, not like this. And I actually feel bad for LeBron in theory, but they got what they signed up for. When you invest in vets that are older, you want to get a chip for LeBron. You let your young assets go, Julius Randle, Ingram, Ball, Kuzma, Caruso,
Hart,
you let them go so you can invest in that one championship. Now they got it. This is the residue of investing in that one chip.
I mean, I could see this going one of two ways. I could see a world where AD gets back healthy. They fit Russell Westbrook into the offense cohesively. They develop over time and they become the best team in the Western Conference. But also I could see it going the way it went last year where health issues are a problem, first round exit, but we will remain to see exactly which way it's gonna go. But it feels a little bit more like the latter than the former at this moment. But also at this moment, it is time for one of our old school segments. We haven't brought this one out for a while. It is time for Jalen Describes the Plot to a Movie.
Brace yourself. Jalen Rose is about to explain a movie plot.
Jalen, it is the release date for the latest installation in what was formerly an important trilogy for the filmmaking society, The Matrix. So it is now time for you, Jalen Anthony Rose, to explain the plot to The Matrix. Tell me everything in detail about The Matrix trilogy.
First and foremost, shout to my guy, Larry Lawrence Fishburne, who's been in so many classics that I've enjoyed. I know about Neo, but I've never been in The Matrix because I don't recall going to a ticket booth saying, can I get tickets to see The Matrix?
So
my best guess is like something extraterrestrial.
Okay.
Right? Some outer worldly, something Star Wars type, R2-D2, Jetson.
What happens in The Matrix?
What happens in The Matrix? That's what happens in The Matrix. You avoid bullets.
You do not see movies that are not majority black cast. That's one thing I've learned about you, is you literally will not see a movie unless it has a majority black cast. You have never seen a single Matrix movie, have you?
Only Matrix I know is Sean Marion, my guy. Played with him in the league. You know what I'm saying? And again, like, I know this is an incredible franchise, but like, it's not a diss to your franchise if I didn't see it. I didn't watch Seinfeld or Friends or Star Wars either.
I've never seen an episode of Friends in my whole entire life. Jalen, Dame Lillard put on a show last night. However, the Blazers lost again. What do these losses mean for Dame, who got ejected from the game? We'll discuss right after this. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby. Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here, Pier 17 in the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, Jalen Anthony Rose. Last night, Brandon Ingram led the Pelicans to a win over the Blazers. It was a good game for the Pelicans. However, Mr. Rose, Dame Lillard gets ejected in the fourth quarter. There's been a lot of speculation about Dame and his commitment to the Blazers. They keep losing. They're not in the playoff picture right now. Do you think Dame Lillard plays out this season on the Trailblazers.
Yes, and those Pelicans, by the way, been playing really well. I told you Willie Green was going to get them in order. Just like Chauncey Billups is going to get the Blazers in order. One is playing without Zion, who just happened to average almost 28 points last year on 60% shooting. The other was playing without CJ McCollum, who averages like 25 points a game. For Dame, the thing you should take away from their loss, and shout to Brandon Ingram, one of like 5 for 6 players averaging 25, 5, and 5. They're like 0-7 without him, but they've been balling with him.
Yep.
The Dame been killing. Like the last 3 games, he 30-35 a game, high field goal percentage. What it is, Jacoby, is he's a guy that's been in the playoffs almost every year, except his probably first year. And so now you have to fight for every call. You have to try to win every possession. You know why? Because your team just ain't as good no more. Mm-hmm. And that becomes frustrating. That's why he got ejected for the first time in his career with 1 second to go in the game. 1 second to go in the game. And that's the reason.
Jalen, you know I'm on League Pass, and I check in on the Trailblazers from time to time. And Dame came on this show last year and made a point that I think is lost on a lot of people. He's like, defenses stack up against me. When I score 39, it's not just a regular 39. It's a 39 with a double team on many possessions. And you can see it, especially with CJ out. The defenses do that to Dame, but he still, as you mentioned, will put up over 30 every single time he puts on his sneakers. From one team that's in trade rumors to another team that is likely going to make actual trades, let's talk about your former team, the Indiana Pacers. They lost to the Heat, and much like Thielen and Cup, there's something about Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero that I just love as a tandem. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on exactly what it is. But Hero and Robinson each had 26 last night. Lowry played well to get the Heat a win. But there's a lot of rumors about the Pacers potentially making moves. How do you see that playing out when it comes to Sabonis and Turner and their other assets?
And probably some of the same things you liked about a couple of guys we love too, like Larry Bird, Mark Price, Mike Miller. It's getting ugly in Indiana. And the reason why I use that word is because they have way too much talent to be flirting with the lower portion of the Eastern Conference standings. Mm. You know, Miles Turner leads the league in blocks. And I can tell you 15 teams that he'll be a nice addition to. Terrific yep. player. I don't understand how they allowed him to, like, not feel comfortable in his own skin in that situation when he's a terrific player. Sabonis, for those that are casuals, right, those numbers ain't just like stuff in a box, stuff in a stat line. Like, he's a beast in that paint. Improved his passing and is a terrific rebounder. Caris LeVert is a 20-point scorer. I don't care if he's with the Nets. I don't care if he's with the Pacers. He's going to get 20 points a game. Can't move Brogdon yet because they just signed him this offseason. So they have pieces. So to me, when a guy like Ben Simmons' names get thrown around, even if they're not direct partners, the Sixers and the Pacers, I look at the Pacers going to be an active dance partner for the people that are trying to make moves. And so it's going to be interesting to see which role they actually play.
It is. I think that, like you said about casuals, Sabonis doesn't have the highlight dunks that a Miles Bridges does. But Sabonis really is effective, and he will get you buckets and rebounds every single time that he steps on the court. Some tells me that the Pacers will make some moves this season. It'll be interesting to see with whom. But you talk about the bottom of the Eastern Conference, and two teams that are on the bottom of the Eastern Conference faced off yesterday, and that is the New York Knicks and your Detroit Pistons. The Knicks needed to get right, and there's nothing better to get you right than facing the Pistons in a basketball game. Kemba Walker, previously out of the rotation. Thibodeau straight up said that Kemba Walker was not going to be in the rotation, but because of availability issues, Kemba is back in the rotation, and he had 21-8-5 yesterday, leading the Knicks to a big one. How substantial do you think Kemba Walker's contribution was?
And also, behaving like a seasoned veteran. Let me tell you something, young people. You're going to get demoted. It's gonna happen in life. You know when you first get the job, you tell everybody, I'm gonna be there early, I'm gonna stay late, I ain't gonna take no days off. And then when you get the job, all you do is complain about it. Kemba Walker handled himself like a mature adult. And he actually got the chance to play because the Knicks were shorthanded. It wasn't because Thibodeau was just giving him a chance to play. And because he got a chance to play and play well, you know the kind of equity that he's built up amongst people who are now actually rooting for him to do well. And so now you put him in the game, you give yourself a chance to actually move him if he shows that he can still ball. He's still not going to be a part of their regular rotation based on what Tibbs said when they're healthy. Mitchell Robinson played well. He had a double-double. Fournier played well also. But again, it was good to see Kemba behave like a professional. And then when he got his opportunity to play, go out there and do well.
Kemba Walker is a New York City product. You know, I always root for basketball players from New York City, but there is no basketball player from New York City that I root harder for than the eighth grader. Someone who I went to the Kingdome to watch when he was 14 years old. Lance Stephenson is back in the league, and I can't wait to celebrate it right after this short break. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby. Look at Lance. Bad news, everyone has to stay home for Christmas. Good news, the Countdown crew, Jalen Rose, ESPN, and ABC have a full day's worth of games for you to enjoy. Look at this lineup. It all starts at noon on ESPN. Jalen, it happened. Lance Stephenson went from the G League to the league. He has signed with the Hawks. Joe Johnson also signed a 10-day with the Celtics. How good does it feel to have some of our old friends back in the NBA?
You want that old thing back? I'm happy for Born Ready, balling with the Hawks. Shout out to ISO Joe back in the league. We need Jamal Crawford. We just got Isaiah Thomas with the Lakers. We need some Jay Crossover back in the game.
Oh, I guarantee Jamal Crawford will be on an NBA roster by the time you go to bed tonight. He deserves it. He is a bucket. We will be back tomorrow on ESPN. Thank you for watching. We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Now, Jalen, Christmas is a big day on the calendar for everyone, not just children, but for adults, especially NBA fans. And I know Christmas is big for you. You've already gone to the tailor, got your suit fitted. However, my question for you is this. Last year, you went with the faux hawk. You regretted it. You did not like your haircut on Christmas last year. I see you're wolfing it right now. You're setting yourself up for something big. So, give the people what they want. What is Andy Authentic gonna do to your head for Christmas? What is the plan?
So one of the things I need to do, and happy holidays, everyone, to you and yours. Be safe, get vaccinated, get a booster shot. The closer we get toward the herd immunity, the numbers will go down. With that being said, I've been really fortunate to be a part of a lot of different hairstyles that, I guess, went mainstream in their own ways. The Fab Five rock baldies. Definitely was doing that. Just so happened we was rocking black shoes and black socks, long shorts. Shout out to my Fab Five brothers. I was gonna go to the Purdue game last night, but it got postponed because Purdue had an outbreak within their program. And then all of a sudden, start playing in the league. Didn't care about my hair as much.
Working on your game.
Yeah, I didn't even care.
So the headband wasn't about sweat. The headband was about not showing your hairline?
It was about just all of the above. One time, I felt like I was wearing it very low in Chicago, like below my ears. Like, in my mind, I could pull it over my eyes if I wanted to. I wish I could pull it over my eyes.
That was Raptors Jalen, too. Raptors Jalen, too, did a lot of low headbands.
Yeah, that just so you know, that's when you know you're not on a contending team, but you still got to be a pro. You know what I'm saying? What? No. How about this? Let me tell you something I learned about your brother, Jalen Rose.
What's that?
In 2001, I believe, I averaged 40 minutes a game, and I played all 82 games.
You averaged 40 minutes a game twice in your career. I think it was 2001, 2002.
And play every game, though. So that's unheard of now. Like, there won't be a player in the NBA do that this year.
They
wasn't
straight
one
up
last year. Won't
the
be
Nets
one next
pulled
year
in Kyrie Irving to play road games in practice because Kevin Durant was doing that. Like, they like went straight up into emergency mode. They're like, we'll take the guy just for road games. Fine, we'll go back on that because Kevin Durant was averaging over 40 minutes a game.
And then when I got into multimedia, a visual medium, started doing this amazing program on Grantland Network called The Rose Report. A handsome gentleman named David Jacoby and William John Simmons gave a young, aspiring broadcaster the first podcast of a former athlete. Now, like Jalen's, podcasts with athletes are everywhere. I'm interviewing Wallo and Gilly today. How about Drink Champs? Like, all of that came from like the work we were doing and also the Breakfast Club. But then I started to realize people are actually gonna see what I'm wearing. That's when the Detroit kicked in. I'm like, I gotta be fresh.
Gotta be fresh.
Fresh to death. And so that's when I started making sure I was suited and booted, cleaner than the Board of Health, including my cut. You've seen so many different cuts. I showed up at the ESPYs with the part down the middle, LJ Kenny Anderson style. How about the cross in the back of my head at South Seaport? The frohawk a year ago.
What about the half moon, though? You skipped over the half moon. The half moon
was
a real moment.
Yeah, the half moon.
That was a real moment.
Shout out to Raekwon. Shout out to Nas. You know what I mean? And this time last year, I was scrambling to get my suit. Guess what? I'm not scrambling this year.
No scramble?
I got my suit. And
over
I got
easy?
My backup.
We over easy this year? We got an
arrive
omelet this
in
year? No scramble.
Arrive in the day. Arrive
I know, but
in
Jay,
the day.
You had the same confidence last year on the 22nd, but things started to fall apart around the 23rd, 24th. So let's not start counting the chickens before they hatch, bro.
It's the game suit and the backup supposed to arrive today.
Oh, we
and
got backup? We got
no
the
doubt.
We got the Garrett Gilbert of suits.
Now we got the Jeff Hostetler.
The Tom Brady, the Drew Bledsoe suits?
Yes, absolutely.
In case of emergency, do break glass?
Anybody that's now like, oh, he has hair. Well, it started a year ago. This how long my hair has gotten in a year. So it won't be anything different than what you see in today, except it's going to be crisp. And I'm letting the sides grow in. There was a period of time I let the sides, like you said, the frohawk shaved me down.
That was
you
tough
know what
on
mean?
You. That was
so
tough
I had to
on
let
you.
The sides grow back
your
in.
Your whole persona, your whole aura was off. I could tell that you weren't confident in your haircut. And when you're not confident in your haircut, you're not confident at all. Like, you don't want to leave the house. You know what I mean?
Facts.
It's like having like a cold sore on your lip. You were just like, I don't even want to be outside. I don't want anyone to see this. Yeah, I'm done with this.
Yes. Well, I'm just happy I never had a cold sore on my lip.
Me too. Yo, because me and my wife said it all the time. Because again, no shame, no shots to anybody who has to deal with that. But 70% of the society has cold sores on their lip. And me and my wife got through this far without them. So now we're just concerned about the kids bringing it home. That's all.
So what about some dubious things? Since we're doing podcasts for the holidays, you can be sitting around the table with your loved ones. I'll just throw a couple of things out there. I still have my tonsils, do you?
Yeah, tonsil gang. Yeah.
Most of the people, I guess, have their tonsils taken out. I don't know, call 985-80-JALEN.
Let us
know.
Did
you get your tonsils taken out? When
and
why?
Wisdom teeth? You got your wisdom teeth out?
Dog, I didn't go to the dentist till I was 21. Wisdom teeth.
We could tell.
Man, I got ancient teeth. What are you talking about? My teeth aged enough to be in the Bible. Are you crazy? Wisdom teeth.
Exactly. Yeah. When you went to the dentist at 21, you're like, just whatever it is, whatever you gotta do.
I'm like, I don't even care what's in the back. Just give me veneers in the front. That's all people care about. Nobody cares about my root canals or what they can't see.
God, so my
team can be yellow in the back. Nobody care. As long as they care about these first five or six they see.
My dentist, shout to my man Butch. He's my friend from college. So to go to the dentist, I drive past 150 dentists, right? Because you got my seeds marry your seeds, keep the Wu-Tang money all in the family. You know what I mean? So I drive past 200 dentists to get to my dentist, and he's working on the back of my teeth, right? Because I got, you know, crowns falling out. I'm at the age where, like, the work they did when I was 18 is now falling out. And he's looking at me like, oh, what do you think about this color of a crown for your teeth? I'm like, bro, it's in the back of my mouth. Like, no one's looking at this except for you, dude. I don't care what color it is. But every once in a while, someone will DM me, someone will tweet me, and they'll be like, my guy, you're on TV in HD. Your teeth got to be whiter. And you know what? I got to work on that. That's about 2022. I'm going to work on that. I got to whiten up the teeth. Because I can't be sitting across from a man with a perfect hairline and perfect teeth and then looking at my hairline and my teeth. You know what? I'm going to work on that. We all have goals for 2022.
Look at it like this. Stephen A. do it too. It's fine. It ain't just you.
Well.
It ain't just you.
I remember my mother-in-law, RIP, it was right before my wedding. She's like, so before the wedding, you're going to do something about your teeth, right? I was like, okay. People think Jamaicans are nice. Like, people think Jamaicans got the Irie, like, smoke weed, everything's good. You know what I mean? No. Jamaicans are mean. And anyone who knows Jamaicans knows what I'm talking about.
I got some more holiday things I just want to throw out there. Just random.
I'm ready.
You're at the holiday. You're with your better half. Boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, husband, wife. Everybody's congregating, watching TV, playing cards, having drinks, or whatever. In that couple, who makes the other one a plate? Him or her?
Make your own plate, dog. Everyone makes their own plate. No one's making my plate. My plate's very specific. I've got very specific needs and idiosyncrasies and tastes, and the ratio of one thing to something else needs to be a certain way. I'm making my own plate. That's how it works in my house. Everybody makes their own plate, buffet style.
So cultural. That's why I brought it up. This is like so cultural. Like, the holidays were dedicated to family members bringing elder statesmen in the family plates in the black community. That was our way of saying thank you for working 40 hours this week. Thank you for paying the light bill, the gas bill, the phone bill. Thank you for your sacrifices. So
no one's ever said that to me.
You bring the elder statesmen plates, and or you bring your mate and or vice versa a plate. This is so cultural. That's why I brought it up. This is a holiday thing. I know our producer Demetrius is somewhere right now, a black guy, shaking his head. Yes, he right.
Well, I don't want
shout
anybody
to Reg the ledge.
I don't want anybody making my plate. Big shout, Reg. I had to have this conversation with my wife one time. People over the house, we have guests. This is a while ago. She grew up in a family with her mom, her two sisters, and her dad wasn't there. So it was sort of like a female home, right? We have people over the house. We're at the table. My wife sits. Someone else is at the other head of the table, and my wife sits at the head of the table.
Uh-huh.
I had to say something to her, right? And my wife is a very strong, strong woman. And I was like, Joey, I would like to sit at the head of the table. It's kind of like a thing. And she was like, what are you talking about? So Mr. Rose, should the man of the house sit at the head of the table?
Not always. But here's the actual answer. The man at a house does have his chair and has his couch. So that might be in front of the TV where he likes to lounge and put his hand down his pants while he's holding the remote control with the other one and watch TV. After he just got eaten a great home cooked meal or something like that. Because when somebody comes to your house, you have your favorite chair that you like to congregate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How would you be if I came over tomorrow and I sat in your chair? while we were all congregating. Would you ask me to get up?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd be cool about it, though. I'd be polite. I wouldn't be a jerk about it, but I would politely ask you to adjust your positioning. Yes, I would.
See, that's also cultural. I wouldn't even say that. I just let them have it. Because I'm the host. And you gotta expect that. What you gonna do, like play musical chairs? Like as soon as they get up, you gonna run, sit down? Like it's mine now. All you gotta do is mark your territory, dog. All you gotta do is put a drink right there. Put a plate right there. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah.
I got another one. Do you have an Audi in your belly button?
Oh, my belly button? No, my belly button is, I think it's a standard, a mild innie. Yeah, I got an innie. But my kids run the gamut.
My kids run the gamut.
Yeah. How you feel about your Audi? Audi 5000?
It's sexy. That's what I've always been told. I mean, at that point, if you see in my Audi,
we already there.
You probably
got my shirt
anything
off.
At that point.
Yeah, that's like me with my nipples. You know, I got crazy nipples, right? Like, if we at the point where you're looking at my nipples, what are you gonna do? Leave? You know what I mean? We already here. We in the building. I'm taking clothes off. There's no exits on this highway. There's no exits for 15 miles. We're going right through that.
No question. Happy holidays, everyone. We love and appreciate the support. 10 years in the game. Looking forward to 10 more years.
Jalen, one thing I want to discuss with you is NBA Commissioner Adam Silver joined Malika Andrews on NBA Today yesterday, and he said that there is no plans for them to pause the season. And I thought that he very delicately discussed the vaccination opportunities, the severity of the Omicron symptoms in people, especially vaccinated people, and said he doesn't plan on pausing the season. What do you think about this?
Well, his league has 90%, 96% of its participants vaccinated. That's probably as high as any business in society right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think before his league shuts down, we'll see a lot more businesses doing this first. And the other thing, which is the elephant in the room, is you gotta get these games played. Like, as much as you wanna have integrity for the regular season, you need integrity for the playoffs. So what happens right now versus what may need to happen in the playoffs may be two different things.
And also, unfortunately, we do have a couple years of data on this, and there typically is a spike during the winter, during the holiday season. However, that spike seems to subside as the weather warms up and it turns into spring, which is right around the playoffs. Hopefully that'll be the case. However, I have stopped predicting the future when it comes to coronavirus because I remember once upon a time I thought it would be 2 weeks that we stayed inside and then society would return to normal, and here we are 2 years later. One thing that is consistent and normal is that we love to hear from our audience, our podcast listening audience. You can call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. If you call 985-80-JALEN, leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this one.
Hey, Jalen and Jacoby. This is Randy calling you from Southwest Virginia. Shout out to Reg. Shout out everyone working behind the scenes. Hey, I really need one of them Puma cards. Let me tell you, I'm an elementary school principal. I put in a lot of steps, about 12,000 a day. On Friday, we get to go a little cash, so I might like to put on, I let the teachers, they get to wear jeans. I still go with the khakis. I go with the golf shirt with the school logo, but I might look good sporting those Pumas. Telling everybody where I got them. Hook me up with one of them cards. You all keep cashing them checks. And peace out. Medicinal when retired. Soon.
I love Randy. Jalen, something tells me Randy looks more like me than you. Just throwing that out there. Sometimes you get these voicemails, and you can just see Randy's face. Like, I see Randy. Randy's like, you know what? I wear khakis, and the Pumas would look good with him. He gets a lot of steps in. Jalen, it's the holiday season. What do you think about Randy?
I think we need to get Randy's email address and get him a Puma car. Because you know how I feel about educators. I feel like they're arguably the most underappreciated asset in our society. We expect them to not only educate our young people, but in a lot of ways discipline them and raise them and babysit them all day too.
Facts. You know I spend about 3-4 hours a day with my children. Their teachers spend 8 with them. You know what I mean? Like, that's just math.
Right.
Like, correct. That's just math. Like,
no doubt.
Like, you don't sleep about the influence that educators have on every single life in society.
Yeah, let's hook Randy up. Thank you for the call, Randy. We appreciate the love and the support.
Let's get this guy some Pumas. Randy, let's get you fresh out there in Virginia. As you walk down the hallways, you'll get that respect from your students in elementary school. Shout out to Randy. We got time for another voicemail.
What's up, Jalen and Jacoby? This is Adam calling you from Brooklyn, 6:30 Monday morning. I'm calling about a Puma card. I've been obsessed with Pumas ever since I laid eyes on a pair of Puma suede in high school and thought they were the coolest thing I ever saw. Found out they had Clydes named after one of my idols, Knicks legend Walt Clyde Frazier. I'm calling for a card not for me, but for my newborn baby nephew, Miles. I'm trying to buy him a little pair of baby Clydes. So let me know. Congrats on the 10 years. I'm a long-time listener, almost that full-time. Keep up the great work. Go Knicks.
Yo, first of all, shout out to Adam. He called at 6:30 a.m. on a Monday. So I just want to know about Adam's life. Like, he wakes up on Monday morning and is like, let me listen to the weekend exclusive J&J to get my week started right. And he decided to call 985-80-JALEN on Monday morning at 6:30. Big shout out to Adam.
Shout out to Adam. Appreciate the love. Let's definitely get his email address and send him a Puma card for his nephew, newborn. So he could be rocking some Clydes. And I'll just tell you this, Adam. I fell in love the exact same way when I saw them suede Pumas. I was like, those suede? Those good? I'm like, I need them. And that was at a period of time where if you copped those, you had to be able to hold them because somebody would try to check you in.
And the suede Pumas are such a classic look. They look much like the Clydes, but they give me anxiety when I wear them. You know what I mean? Because they can get
dirty.
You
don't want to rain or get stepped on.
But if you wear some suede, you leave the house, you see one drop, I'm going right back in the house and changing sneakers.
Yeah, like, you got to watch the weather.
The suede give me anxiety, so make sure you check the weather before you leave the crib in those suede, Adam. Appreciate you. Spread love. That is the Brooklyn way. We always spread love. We're headed into the holidays. We have another show tomorrow to get you ready for your holiday weekend. Jalen Rose, we will be back tomorrow with a special holiday edition of Jalen Jacoby. Why is that?
And like peanut butter and jelly, those suedes, they must have thick shoestrings in them. It's mandatory. We're not done.
We are not done.